so I can turn my video off.
You cannot. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Create Your Life video series. And this time around, we are talking about the gift of choice. And this is a huge topic for me, and I'm still getting awarenesses around what choice is. But I do know what the gift of choice. So it's one of my main tools that I've been using for the past 7 years, at least, really dynamically, and it has changed my life. And so today we have on the show with us our good friend, Greg Briers, is here again. He was here with us last season, and he's back with us again, because I just love talking to him. So Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Greg, I'm not going to, you know, read your whole bio and everything like that, but I wanted to share with everybody here just really quickly how, you know, you are known as the guy with the magical hands, right? And yeah. You work with bodies a lot. And, but not just, it's not just about the bodies. You have used choice as a significant tool in your life to change everything, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So for those who may be new to you, can you just share a little bit about yourself and your story, and especially about choice?
Okay. So I realized that, you know, I grew up in a very unhappy home. To all appearances outside the home, we were happy. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of pretend, there's lots of beatings, there was lots of abuse. And then life got easy because I left home. And then I got married. And things were great for a while. But things got difficult. And I unconsciously decided, okay, well, I can't change this. So let's just die, let's get out of it. And my body created 3 strokes. So they left me, first time was paralyzed in my left arm, no speech. The second one, paralyzed in my left arm and my left leg and no speech. The third one was no speech and paralyzed on my right side, blah, blah, blah. Each time I made recovery. With something they realized is that I'd lost any awareness of falling, so I had no sense of balance. Mm-hmm. And so they packed my bum firmly in a wheelchair, and they said, look, don't try to walk because you'll fall over and break something, and then you'll be in a worse plight. And I fell over lots because I refused to give up. But in the process, I also chose to not die anymore, but to actually live and to thrive. Mm-hmm. In that process of recovery, I learned to speak again. Different to most Kiwis. There's a lot of Kiwis still can't understand what I'm saying. And if I get excited, nobody understands me, not even me, when I try to listen to a recording. Mm-hmm. So there was the choice to die, then the choice to live, then the choice to thrive. And then what happened was I realized that, okay, it's a choice, so what can I show other people? And I was able to show other people that it had strokes, that they can change their minds and that they can choose to live or recognize that they chose to die and die. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting that I've only known, you know, to my mind right now, 2 people that had strokes, no, more than 2, 3 at least, but they all passed away. They all did not recover. They all passed away and, you know, were not in good shape at all, right? Yep. So it's like, so had they just chosen to give up?
Yeah. Life is too hard. They would rather die than choose change. Mm-hmm. And create change. And for me, it was, okay, so what in the end, it was, what do I have to do to create the change to thrive? I did those changes. It upset a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It estranged me from my family for a long time. My grandmother didn't speak to me for 5 years. I didn't see my children for 5 years. And when I did, there was a lot of sarcasm and a lot of cynicism and blah, blah, blah. Now they love me. So who cares? Mm-hmm. And it's that, it's being willing to create that change and to do the things where people say they are asking for change, but they're only making a wish until they actually do something to create that change.
Right. So they're just wishing that the change will just happen by itself.
Yeah, without actually having to change anything themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to tell you this, but you've actually got to do something.
Yeah.
You want to learn to walk again? You've got to get off your ass and stand up. If you want to learn to speak again, you've got to start making noises and put up with the ridicule and the judgment and the laughter. My kids used to laugh their asses off. I'd fall over. Ha ha, Dad, get up. You're tasting the carpet again, you know?
Yeah.
And we made it fun. My children used to tell visitors, did you know that English is Daddy's second language? And they go, we knew it. He's got such a strange accent. What's his first language? And they go, mute.
Mute?
Yeah. Mm. And then they just roll on the floor laughing. Because if they didn't, they were going to cry.
Right.
And people go, what? Your children are strange. I see, it's great, eh?
But it's, go ahead.
Again, they were making choices.
Right.
They could make their life hard or they could make it fun and have a giggle.
And that's the thing. You chose to not just necessarily change your life, but you chose not to be in that situation anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
You chose more for yourself.
Yep.
And I was just going to say really quickly, sometimes, you know, when I'm having an off day, right? And I'm having to walk, I happen to be walking around and I see somebody walking who is on crutches or who is like handicapped in some way, disabled in some way. I know I'm probably not using the right appropriate words, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, if their disability, their handicap, whatever it happens to be, is not stopping them from walking outside and doing whatever they want, how the heck can I justify my excuses?
Absolutely.
Right? Absolute. It's like, wow. And it always shocks me. It's like, wow. So it's like they are not giving up. They're not quitting. They're not giving in. They're just continuing to live their life.
My turning point was I was at a rehab unit. Well, one of my turning points, I was at a rehab unit. And there was a friend there that I'd met at uni in my first year at university studying. And then she disappeared. And what had happened was she'd broken her neck and was paralyzed, supposedly. Not supposed to be able to breathe on her own, not supposed to be able to use her arms and care for herself. And I was feeling sorry for myself after my third stroke. Mm-hmm. And I'm up there and they said, why don't you go visit Karen and go and have a chat to her? So they organized, the staff organized that I'd go down and have dinner with Karen and have a chat. Now this girl, her family were told she'd never breathe on her own, that she'd be just a vegetable.
Yeah.
And when they came to turn the machine off, she carried on breathing. And then somebody made a noise and they realized that she could hear. So they said, can you understand us? Blink once if it's a yes. And she did. So from that moment on, they started doing things. Now, this girl was 22 years old, living in a flat on her own with her dog. Her caregiver would come in the morning, get her out of bed, do the cares required, cook a breakfast, put it down on the table, and this girl, who wasn't supposed to have to, would wriggle into a chair, use her hands and feed herself. Okay? Then they would go to the rehab unit and spend 2 hours there doing stretches and body movements to get the limbs from freezing up. Then she would go to university and complete a bachelor's degree.
Wow.
Okay? Now, I had the privilege of sitting with my fat ass in a wheelchair, pushing her wheelchair while she, using a walking frame, walked 21 meters. Now, I have no right to ever feel sorry for myself.
Yeah, I hear you. Totally. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
We have no excuse. None.
And so that was my biggest turning point, was sitting there listening to her talk And she's, you know, nobody's going to want me, Greg. I'm paralyzed. Mm-hmm. They don't want me. I'm going to live on my own. And yet she's this beautiful girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we look at ourselves, when looking, we judge ourselves, we judge life kind of harshly.
Yes.
But when we can actually say, well, so what have I created here? What can I change? And that's when I started. And I started saying, okay, so I can feel my legs. I can move my legs. I'm going to start walking. Mm-hmm. And I upset a lot of people. I fell over on the coffee table.
I don't understand why that would upset people. You choosing to continue to live, you continuing to walk, you continuing to have a life that you desire. Why would that upset people?
Because it made me tired. Mm-hmm. And of course, then they would worry that I'd fall over and break something. Mm-hmm. I did. A coffee table, I broke a lounge sofa, I fell backwards onto it. Mind you, I have to admit, my wife did go thunk and push me. And I fell backwards. There was nothing to stop me.
Yeah.
And it just shattered into toothpicks. So, but it's, again, it's that choice.
Yeah.
You know, we can sit there and wallow, or we can go, so what can I create here?
Yeah.
And if I can't create anything, so do I want to keep living, or do I want to just start again? Mm-hmm. You know, I've had so many clients, families come to me and say, please, can you help our uncle or our father? He's had a stroke or she's had a stroke, and we just want them to live. I says, first thing you have to do is stop wanting them to live and want them to just be for them. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can do that. You sure? Okay, I'll go and talk to them. And the first question I would ask them was, so when did you decide to die? Mm-hmm. And they'd look at me, and then tears would come down their face. I said, it's okay. You're allowed to choose that. I don't make you wrong for it. I did the same.
I was going to say, did you decide to die?
Absolutely.
Three times?
Absolutely. I was still trying to die. And I said, so do you want to live now, or have you still wanting to die? And if it took more than a second to decide, mm-hmm. I knew that they still wanted to die. So I said, it's okay. I totally honor you. I will keep you comfortable, but I won't try and save you. Mm-hmm. And you could see the relief on their faces. And then the people say, no, I want to live. Boom. Okay, cool. Let's see what we can do to create that. And we would.
Yeah.
And I've got a lady who had a stroke, and now she's doing her quilting, and she's traveled to Australia, and she's lived this with her husband. And, you know, it's there's people that have got a life.
And it's because they're choosing to live, and they're choosing to create beyond what the situation is in that moment.
Yeah. Undoing some of the limitations that they set on themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can do that with every aspect of our life. Don't get me wrong. I'm certainly not perfect at this. I still have days where I go, fuck it, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so over it with people and people not choosing, or people making me wrong, or blah, blah, blah. I went off the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and there are days where I just shut everybody out and I just sit still and I just listen to the planet. And then the planet goes, idiot. And I go, yeah, okay. And I change my mind again. So, you know, you know, and we don't beat ourselves up.
Exactly. And that's what we tend to do, is beat ourselves up.
Yeah.
You know, than anybody else, we ourselves beat ourselves up, you know. Yep.
We make ourselves wrong for forgetting to use the tools that we think we should have done and got instantly and be able to use forever.
Mm-hmm. And so we also beat ourselves up for choices that we have made and choices that we haven't made.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So can you talk a little bit about that as well, about I guess you could call that regret. I don't have regrets. It's like, you know what? Yeah. I chose what I did, and this is what I'm choosing now. And later on, what I choose is, I don't know yet. No idea yet. Yeah. All I know about it right this minute. You know, so if I didn't choose something before, okay. Yeah. Do I want to choose it now? I don't know yet. We'll see.
No. I always tell my peeps when they start going on about how many bad choices they made, I says, is that a bad choice? Well, is that choice led you to another choice that led you to another choice that led you to here, to this moment in time?
You're a smart man.
And they go, oh. And yeah, and it's that. I mean, I had a wise auntie, I call her auntie, she's probably a sixth cousin or something like that, but she's older than me, so she was my auntie.
Exactly.
And, I know. In Meriden, we had this huge family. And she said to me, I was crying on her shoulder one day, you know, not literally, but, you know, I'm feeling sorry for myself. I says, Auntie, why have I had such a shit life? Mm-hmm. What have I done to deserve this? Mm-hmm. You know, one of those wah, wah, wah moments. Mm-hmm. And she goes, And she goes, oh, Gregory, who would be better to help somebody that is suffering with injury? A doctor who's never been sick or you?
Wow. Like,
fuck.
Mm-hmm. Right? I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. And so because I can say I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt and mm-hmm. the scars, mm-hmm. and I can say that about a lot of things about in life, abuse, lots of abuse. Yes,
it's not just about the body, you know.
No,
it's
this is emotional stuff as well. Mm-hmm. And I can say, but I changed my mind. I chose something different. And so because of that, because of my life experiences, I can say that and people go, oh, he's not lying. Because mm-hmm. people will feel the lie. Mm-hmm. You know? A nun who's never had a child can't say to a woman that has lost a child, oh, honey, I know how you feel. Because
yeah.
it just doesn't work.
No. So what do you, this might be one of those questions that is not a smart question, but what about when you choose and you like, just go all in and you do everything and then it's like you fall flat on your face. Then it's like, okay.
I choose again.
I choose again. I know.
Every day. Every day. I choose to wake up. I choose to be grateful that I woke up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes you get tired. It's like. Yeah.
Absolute.
You know, it's like. Okay, this didn't work out or that didn't work out. I was like, what did I go to the wrongness. What did I do wrong? What did I choose wrong? I didn't choose wrong. It felt light. It felt good.
Yeah.
Why the heck did it not work out the way I wanted it to?
And so then you go, so what is it I'm missing?
Control freak that I am.
Yeah. And we all are.
So what is it that we're missing? Yeah.
Yeah. What is it I'm not seeing here? What? And you realize that there's like that choice has actually opened up possibilities mm-hmm. that we couldn't see before. Mm-hmm. And we're unwilling to see now because we're too busy making ourselves wrong. But as soon as we look at those possibilities, go, ah, cool, I have another choice now. I can choose this.
Yeah, exactly. It's always about another choice. What else? It's like, what else do you want? You know, it's like, what else would you like? What else do you want to experience? For me, it's always like, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
What else would be fun for me?
I'll give you an example. When I was learning to walk again, I would get so exhausted, I would fall over, pass out, and they wouldn't even be able to get a carotid pulse. Mm. Okay? My body was that exhausted, I would be cold to touch like I'm a corpse, mm-hmm. and people would panic and ring the ambulance.
Wow.
Then I went to this rehab unit again, and there this physiotherapist said, Greg, how are you? I go, oh, good, 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 good. And she goes, go lie down. 10 minutes on that mat. I go lie down. Then I'd be allowed to play in the gym, blah, blah, blah. And she come up, how are you? And I go, good, good, good. Go lie down. And I realized that if I said, oh, yeah, I'm okay, and I looked at my body and went, yeah, I'm actually a little bit tired, she could let me play for another 5 minutes and then say, okay, when you finish here, you go to your room and you have a rest. Mm-hmm. What she taught me to do was to stop and ask my body, how am I? Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what happened for me was I was getting so frustrated because I wasn't progressing. I was going backwards. I was actually going backwards in my abilities and recovering from my strokes. She stopped me and says, what is it you're doing that's creating this? And it was because I was pushing myself beyond mm-hmm. what my body was capable of. And as soon as I stopped, before I fell over, guess what happened? Oh, my God. I recovered.
Yeah. I forgot to include my body.
Yeah. We all want, we all say we want communion. But most people, when they say that, they're actually saying, I want my body to listen to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a new process for me. And I've been saying this now for a couple of months. Like, it's a new process for me. So I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
Oops.
It's true, but...
No judgment. It's like, oops, I forgot. Yeah. So I have a comment from Caroline on the Q&A, on the chat. She says, since last hearing you on here, Greg, since last time you were on the show, that I joined the gym. She does yoga, loving myself, all my body parts. And bought the embodiment book. Yeah, I love the embodiment book. And I'm green juicing and shedded 12 pounds.
Ooh, wow.
Good job.
Just remember, ask your body every time before you even make the juice. Body, do you want juice today or do you want real food?
Yes.
But it's just that, please. Sometimes the body actually wants to chew on something.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, today I was, like, hungry and I was going to, like, I guess I do ask my body because, like, okay, wait, it's like, do I want this or this? No, it's like, oh, no, I want something really substantial, you know. Yeah. So that was my body saying, you want something substantial. You don't want just blah, blah, blah. It's like, I want something substantial. And so I got it. And I was like, oh, it was so good. I listened. I listened to my body. Yay.
Yep. Guys, I won't eat. I've been, we're doing a foundation class or some class in Vienna. And I didn't eat the whole time I was there during that class, so 4 days, 5 days. And yet, in my body, the thought of food made me want to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And yet another time I'm somewhere and I ate a kilo of steak. And every mouthful was orgasmic,
exactly.
Right to the last morsel. So it's like, listen to your body. Trust your body. Learn to listen to the level where it's going, yeah. Cool. Let's not go down that street tonight. Let's go this way instead.
Yeah. And that is a choice. Again, that is also a choice of being in communion with your body, having that relationship with your body, talking to your body and listening to your body.
Yeah.
And that is a choice too. And the choice of like that choice, the gift of that is the greater communion and the greater, probably, I'm saying probably because I'm not quite there yet, but probably more ease as well and more information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And you know,
awarenesses.
Yeah. I mean, I was born with, I grew up with a certain amount of awareness of my body. So I knew when pain wasn't mine and when it was somebody else's. But I still had to learn to listen to my body, what it was telling me about me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it when you get it.
Yeah, and it's just, it's a habit, right? Because if you're not used to it, like I'm used to being in my head, you know? And so being in my body is more of a practice that I started a couple of months ago. It's like, okay, I'm going to be in my body and ask it questions and really see what it wants. And doing the body class helped a lot. Right?
Yeah.
So that you know, I did the body class with Cass in Vienna here back in October, which I resisted for a year. I'm not going. I didn't want to talk to my body. I didn't want to hear what my body had to say because I thought my body was going to judge me and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But no, it's been great since then. You know, it's like, and then I took another body class and then this weekend I'm going to another body class and it's so different because now I'm actually present with my body.
Yeah.
Right?
And once you become present with your body, you become the invitation to other bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the magic really starts to happen. And that's really cool.
Whew. And as you're saying that, I'm like getting so hot. So which means that's really true for me.
Yeah. I mean, how many times you walk into a room and you're aware of other people's emotions, thoughts, and feelings, and you think, cool, it's going to be an interesting day.
Yeah.
Or you feel somebody's pain and their anguish or whatever. And it's like, you know, it's not yours. That's the best part.
Yeah, when you realize, when you realize it's not yours, then that you can let it go, and then suddenly there's so much more space.
Yeah, and you can create that space for the person that's feeling those things.
So hot. I'm sweating now. Hot flash, but no, not really.
It's an interesting example, if you like. We just had 8 women at a foundation class here in Tossaback.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one girl, we were talking about abuse and stuff and da 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 da, and realized it was, she'd really locked it in and shut herself down from a little girl. Mm-hmm. And so she was in tears. And so I went and just held her and did some body work with her and just talking to her, and we'd do some clearings. But the whole class created this amazing space of presence without the bullshit, you know. There's no, mm-hmm. oh, you know, empathy, blah, blah, blah. This was just space, room for her to feel all of her emotions and let go. Mm-hmm. And it was so phenomenal. And it's so magical. And yet they all felt her pain but didn't buy it as theirs.
Right. Yeah, and they didn't go into her story either.
No. But they were just absolutely present with it. And it was such a privilege to actually witness that and to see it. And, you know, yeah.
No, I love that. And that's the thing. It's like sometimes, you know, and that was a choice from everybody in the class to be that space for her.
Absolute, right? Yeah.
So that there could be a shift.
Yeah. And they didn't realize that they could do it and were being it until afterwards. I says, wow, you guys are so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. What a gift, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have another question from Caroline, comment and question. But yeah. I was going to ask you, Caroline, since you did all that stuff, since you chose to do all that stuff after hearing Greg last time, joining the gym, doing yoga, loving yourself, all that wonderful stuff, how has your life changed? Because part of the gift of choice is recognizing and seeing how your life changes after you make a choice to commit to your life, right? So we'll see what she says.
Yeah.
she's at work, so she can't join.
Okay.
So she just types in. Oh, she says, my body loves me in the ways I want them. I want them to.
Nice. My body loves the. Okay, there's somebody else. That's a different chat.
No, it's the same one. That's her. That's Caroline.
Okay, cool. So it's. There's a question back there too. Can you help with energy and words over this Zoom with pain in my left shoulder from a fall off my horse a few years ago? So why are you still holding on to it? What have you made so wrong with you when you fell off the horse? What is that? Ask that question. And where have you locked in the wrongness of you to, and the shoulders are reminding you of every time you make yourself wrong, probably.
So she says she lost consciousness.
I'll bet you did. What was she thinking about just before she fell off? And what was she feeling while she was in the hospital recovering?
So she was afraid to fall off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I read something recently that Dane wrote about, I think in the embodiment book, you know, where he said he was going to go riding and his mother said, be careful, don't fall. And he fell.
Yeah. Yep.
Before that, he'd never fallen.
Yeah. Yep.
So... interesting. Yeah, interesting. So don't make it significant. I think, yeah. You know.
Ask your body what it's holding on to. Really. And then invite your body to let it go. You've learned the lesson. Fear creates.
Fear creates. And, you know, fear is not real anyways, but it does create. So... yeah. It created that fall. And what else did it create? That unconsciousness. And what else did it create?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what else would you like to create now?
Can I suggest something? Here's a choice for you. When you start to feel the butterflies in the tummy, the hotness over the body, ask your body, am I fearful or is this excitement that I'm pretending and misapplying as fear? And then choose excitement. Don't wait for the mind to answer. Choose excitement and be excited and watch what changes. Chemically in the brain, there is no difference between fear and excitement. We learn fear as little children. It's a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm. And who did you, you know, who does that belong to? You could ask that question, right?
Yeah.
Who does that belong to? Return to sender.
Yeah. Who are you buying into? Whose story? Who are you being? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, my mother. Oh, my God. Poor mums. They get blamed with so much.
They do. And I don't do that. When my kids, so just a really quick story about, because we're talking about bodies and we're talking about choices, right? So just a really quick story. My daughter recently was, she's 19. Okay. She's never going to watch this video, so I can talk about it.
Never say never.
Yeah, true. But she received recently some inappropriate attention from an older man, and she didn't feel comfortable. She didn't like it. She didn't feel comfortable. And she talked to me about it, and I stayed present and I didn't want her to make herself wrong.
Yeah. Right?
And I didn't want her to cut off who she was because
of him.
You know, I mean, she's brilliant, she's smart, she's cute, she's so beautiful, and she's like, her energy is like so expansive, you know, like really, it's like, yeah. I didn't want her to cut that off, you know, just because of that experience. And so I talked to her. I didn't do many clearings because, you know, but I talked to her, and I just told her that, you know, that was his thing. It's not yours. You continue to be who you are. Be, you know, have fun, live life, do whatever you want. Just be aware. Be aware of the people around you, not necessarily of what they're going to do, but just be aware, right? And pull from that. And then, you know, I was like, do you want to talk to so-and-so? Like, you know, and she's like, I don't want to talk to anybody about this. I'm like, okay. But I wanted her to talk to my sister, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then finally she did. She told them what happened. They listened. And she was like, a weight was lifted. And it's like she could finally be herself again, knowing that it wasn't her. Because we still tend to judge, right? And I didn't want that to stick in her body and stick in her being that she did something wrong, you know? And so conversation and just allowing her to take the time for herself whenever she wanted to talk more about it or do something about it, you know, instead of me saying, well, you have to do this and you have to do that. And, you know, I was like, you know what, whatever you feel like, you know, just tune in, tap into yourself, see what's right for you. And do that. But I think you should, you know, perhaps talk to these people, you know, my sister, and tell them what happened because it was their neighbor. And she's like, okay. And so she did, and it's all good now. Now she's back to being bubbly because for a few days, I could tell her energy was down. She was like closed off. There were walls up, you know, and it's like, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
I said fudge. But, you know.
You thought the other word.
Right? And so... So she made the choice of moving forward with it in a way that was good for her.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of cutting herself off and shutting off her energy and making herself small and making herself wrong. And I'm like, thank God. As a mother, that's all I said. Thank God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I was in allowance, but it's like I didn't like it, but I was in allowance.
And next time she'll be more empowered.
Yeah. And next time she'll be more empowered. And next time she'll be more empowered in that being aware that, hey, people are like that. And,
yeah.
You know, if you are beautiful, then sometimes men, women, people, they just have different
agendas.
Agendas, yeah. Way that they behave. Just be aware, right? And then, so that was my little story on mothers. and then trying not to put any, exactly, and not enforcing my choice on her and letting her to choose for herself, you know, which is more empowering than me forcing her to talk to my sister and brother-in-law. So it's like, okay, whenever you're ready, whatever you want, I'm here for you, you know. But it was hard.
and it's an ongoing process of learning how to choose and what to choose. I mean, I still make stupid choices, and you know, I don't beat myself up for an hour or two or a day or two, and then I choose something different again. And it's like, you know, it's that. It's, I mean, if Dane, after 15 years or 17 years in access, can forget to use the simple tool of does this belong to me, who am I to beat myself up for something a little bit deeper?
Exactly. And you know, and like, even, you know, when we make a choice that may not be the one that we like, you know, yes, you know, look at it, you know, analyze it a little bit, but don't stay in it. Just then do something else. I mean, for me, it's like an hour tops now. An hour tops, like, oh, fuck, I messed up. That was blah, 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 blah. You know, beat myself up for an hour. It's like, okay, what next?
Yep.
It's like, all right, let's move on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a choice.
Yeah.
To be limited by the choices that you've already made, or make another choice. I'm getting passionate about this. I almost said the F word again. It's like, ah.
Yeah, yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, and you know, it's a choice to be alone.
Mm.
We have so many connections. We have so many people out there that we can reach out to say,
yes.
Hey, can you ask me a question? I've fucked up, I think. But can you ask me a question? And it's amazing what happens.
I'm so guilty of that. Of withdrawing, you know, and it's like, I'm just going to feel sorry for myself for an hour and not ask questions. Yes. And when somebody else asks you a question, somehow you know, you do get more clarity than sometimes when you're trying to ask yourself a question, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely reach out. And that's a choice. That's a choice, too, of reaching out and asking for support. Or cutting yourself off and being alone.
Yeah. And sometimes I do both. So, you know, sometimes I just, that's it. I don't look at Facebook. I turn my computer off.
Yeah.
I go and read a book, or I go book a hun, or,
you know. Absolutely.
And other times I go, hey, how you doing? And I talk to people. And
that's it, Greg. Next time I have something, I'm calling you. Saying, cool. Greg, ask me a question.
Yeah.
Because I tend to do that. I do. I'm choosing now to not do that anymore. I'm choosing something different from now on.
And choice is something we make every day.
Yeah, every moment is a choice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yesterday I was saying every 10 minutes, but every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a choice. And being aware of that we have that choice. And that is the gift of choice, is that we have choice every single second.
Yeah.
What are you choosing?
Nothing's locked in place. Nothing.
Yeah. I love this topic. So, all right. So, does anybody have any questions? Is there anything that Greg can facilitate for you? Any questions around choice? Is there some choice that you've been wanting to make, trying to make, haven't made, are stuck with in some way that we can give you some clarity on? Because I can talk forever. There's no question about that.
And most of these guys know that I can too.
So until somebody asks a question, I'm just going to ask about commitment. You know, commitment to your life, commitment to your living, commitment to your body. And I talked about that in one of the calls, like commitment. So meaning closing the back door, you know? And it's like, oh, I still have the back door open in situations. And so what does that look like when you say, I'm choosing this, I'm committed to it without any back door? Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. I'm still trying to get rid of my back doors.
Okay, good. Woo.
True story. Yeah, we have them. Sometimes we don't know they're there until we feel the draft. You know, and it's...
Yeah, I was talking to somebody today, and it came out that, I had a back door open. It's like, oh, I didn't even realize that. I was like, okay, cool. So it's getting that awareness of, I'm not totally committed to this choice. I'm leaving the back door open.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between that and forcing a choice or a situation?
Well, forces, you're not really creating a choice. You've chosen. You've made it. It's a judgment and a decision. Yeah,
right.
Without any possibility of choice or change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tend to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes forcing something to happen creates worse shit than if you were to go, oh, that didn't work. Okay, what else is possible? And it's for me, commitment to life and living is I've committed to thriving.
Mm-hmm.
And to really create as much joy in my life as I can, and to fill my being with gratitude for everything around me. And when I do that, and I I ask myself often, so what is it I'm creating, or what is it I can be, or to create more joy for me and those around me, what else is possible here? And it's amazing what comes up. Sometimes absolutely nothing. Just got to sit still and be with it. Mm-hmm. And that's just as important sometimes. Other times it's, you know, just, yeah.
And even being okay with that, you know, even not judging that. So, yeah. You know, having the awareness that, oh, I have a back door open. Okay, yeah. Cool. Instead of judging myself, oh, I have a back door open, you know. That energy is like, oh, damn, I have a back door open. I didn't even realize. Instead of that, it's like, oh, cool, I have a back door open. Okay, good to know. Why do I have a back door open? It doesn't matter why. But it's like, okay, there's still some information that I require for that choice.
Yeah.
Before I fully commit to it. Maybe there's some missing information, right?
Yeah.
And that's why that back door is still open. Or maybe I just don't really want it.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe I just don't want it. So, yeah. And somebody else is like, ah, I should have asked, who does that belong to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. So, I'm so funny.
Yeah. Somebody's asking, so Greg, talk to me. Let me know when it's my turn, Alara. But she's done it on the privately. So.
Go ahead. Ask me a question. I don't see it.
I think it's Carolyn. Is it? Yeah, Carolyn. It's me. Okay, so.
What's the question?
Hello. Must be typing.
Okay. So she's asking about asking a question?
Yeah. So the message was, so Greg, talk to me. Here we go. So I've talked to my shoulder and told it, I'm done with the pain. But pain keeps it reappears. Of course it does. You've told it. What if you ask what it's about? What if you ask, body, what is the awareness you're trying to bring to my attention? What is it I'm holding onto that I'm unwilling to let go of? Mm-hmm. Who's the idiot I'm carrying on my shoulder?
Mm-hmm. Usually it's a burden of some sort, right? Yeah. When it comes to shoulders?
Yeah, depends on where, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's all those things. What questions are you actually asking? Ah, now I feel tears. Cool. So, everywhere that you're unwilling to acknowledge the awareness that you already have, and that if you were to acknowledge it, would bring you more ease and joy in your body and your life, will you now just do an uncreate? Cool. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock and pot, all nine, boy, shorts, beyonds. Sometimes the awareness is something we don't want to look at, but we tell our body, okay, I'm fed up with this, stop it. Mm-hmm. Without actually creating the changes required to let the body stop it. You know, it's like me trying to tell my body to stop having strokes and seizures while I still wanted to die.
Mm. Right. It's
not going to happen. The moment I decided, okay, I choose to live, I choose to thrive, no more seizures, no more strokes, nothing.
So was that you that chose that or the body that chose that?
Me.
You chose that and your body was?
Just doing as I asked.
Okay.
It was finally, I'd had enough. I just said, this is it, this is too hard. I went off the bus.
Yeah.
The body said, cool, okay, let's see what we can do.
So, okay, here's a, I don't know what kind of question this is exactly, but so does the body has its own consciousness too?
Absolutely. So when does the pain, so this lady's asking, so when does the pain go away? Sometimes it goes immediately. Sometimes you've actually got to do something about it. You know, what damage have you done to your body that you're unwilling to look at? What, you know? Without touching your body, I have. Okay. So, yeah, hairline fracture. Cool. And that was, you know, how many years ago now? Months ago?
Years ago.
7 years ago. So, you know, what emotion are you holding on to, locked into that joint and into that injury, that you're unwilling to acknowledge and let go of? What is that awareness? Everything that is, and everywhere you're unwilling to see it, perceive it, nope, it's about you. Sorry. Everything that is, sounds like it's the land, destroy and uncreate. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck and pot, all nine bush, or spions. There. Fear to let go, and unwilling to let go fear. Yeah, who does it belong to? It's not yours. You've been taught it. But it's like, what else is possible now? Fear's not real. It truly, it isn't real. And when you can let go fear, then you're uncontrollable. Yeah, I'm willing to let go fear. Cool. Believe it. Yeah.
Well, how about not willing to just let go? Let it go.
Yeah, let it go. Everywhere, this is for everybody. Mm-hmm. Everywhere that you've got fear locked into the cells of your body and to the corners of your mind, everywhere that you've been so untrained that you have to be fearful to be careful, just try and uncreate. I'll take that as a yes. Right, yes. Wrong, good, bad, bug and pot, all nine boys, trust me. Else. Trust me. No, don't trust me.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, God better tell you that I'm one of the few people, or I don't know, that just doesn't have fear. There's no one or nothing I'm scared of. I just, you die, so what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Caroline, thank you. Pretty sure. Oh.
Yeah. So what would happen now if you, yeah, big love to you too. What would happen now if you went back and apologized to your horse? Yeah, what? our animals respond to our emotions, what we feel. What would happen if you went back and apologized to your horse for blaming your horse for your fear? And what resulted from your fear?
And you can talk to your horse even if your horse has passed.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. But at some point, you've held something there. Cool. And it's that, and let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go.
And sometimes it's not something big and huge and significant. It's something really, sometimes really minor and small that we hold on to, but we make it big and significant.
Yep. Mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah. Make an ant out of a, what?
Yeah, yeah.
That. Let me know when you're done with Caroline.
She's happy. She's going okay.
Cool. So, Greg, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, how today is the full moon, the blue moon, the lunar eclipse, and yep, super moon. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, for me, it's I find it really interesting because it's the blue moon's a creation. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long ago that we had 13 months in our year. And then this fellow called Pope Gregory changed the calendar and gave mm-hmm. us 12 months. Mm-hmm. But before that, our months lined with the lunar. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have, there's no such thing as a blue moon.
Got it.
You know, I even read where, oh, this is a rare thing the Chinese are saying. I thought, what a load of shit. Because even they had a lunar moon.
Yeah,
all the indigenous cultures outside of Western society, outside of the church, mm-hmm. had a lunar month.
Yeah, and in India, they go by the lunar calendar. They don't go by the Gregorian calendar, right?
Yeah. So it's a lie that we buy, but we've made it so, this New Age stuff, so significant mm-hmm. that it rules our lives. But what if the moon, the full moon of tonight, is so powerful and so energetic, and we're so tapped into the earth and the universe that we are able to shift and transform and change our lives based and using the energies of the universe.
Exactly.
We did a meditation this afternoon, and that got everybody to tap in to the earth and into the universe, and then realize that the universe, the energies that flow in the universe flow through the earth, because the earth is part of the universe. And that the energies that flow through the earth flow through us, because we are part of the earth.
And the universe.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's no distinction. There's no separation.
Yeah.
So we're totally aware of all these forces and energies that flow through and from the earth and the universe.
And why not use those energies to our advantage?
Absolutely.
Instead of a bad thing or something that's going to affect us energetically in a negative way. No, we use it to your advantage. You know, what can you, how can you use these energies to?
What can you create with it? Yeah. Who can you be? Who can you choose to be? You know?
Yeah.
And it's that. I mean, you wouldn't know, there's some of the shit that's happened in my world, my universe in the last few days, and then, you know, we've got Gabi's son in hospital suddenly with this full moon as well, and major infection and blah blah blah, and but that's created a big shift in his world. And there's other people we know that are just these major booms that are happening, and it's like, cool. And of course the moon has something to do with the earth, has something to do with it.
And what else is possible?
Absolutely.
Right. But instead of, because a lot of people, they go into the fear mongering, especially on Facebook and so on, you know, and it's like, what if it's not a bad thing? What if this is the change that you've been looking for?
Absolutely.
And what if this is the change that these energies can bring into your life to create even more for yourself, bring that, you know, momentum. I was talking about that on, with my community earlier today as well. It's like, yeah, use these energies to create the life that you desire. Like, show up, commit, choose, and then create. Just go for it, you know? And then people are wondering, well, what should I do? What should I focus on? Whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know?
Choose something that's fun.
Exactly. Choose something that feels light for you, feels joyful and expansive, and you know what? Choose it. Take some action on it, and then if it doesn't go the way you want, choose again.
Yeah. You know, we look at energy, we go, oh my God, that's light energy or that's dark energy. It's actually the same energy, just the other end of the scale.
Yeah.
I mean, look at my face. One side is in light, one side is in shade. So one side of my face is evil. Oh my God. And it's the left side too. So so everywhere that you buy into the dichotomy of this universe and the polarity, can you now just get rid of that shit, destroy and uncreate it all. Everything doesn't allow you to do that and to just be.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock and pot, all nine boys, shorts and beyond.
And, you know, I was saying, you know, if you're an infinite being, would an infinite being be affected by those energies? Would it limit you? Would it stop you? Would it, like, really? You know? Like I was telling my group, expand out and then be and then choose and then see how you feel. You know, I mean, I was so tired last night. I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock in the morning and I didn't realize, I forgot about the blue moon.
Yeah.
Totally forgot. And then I woke up early and I was like, why am I so tired today? I'm so tired. It's like, oh my God, so heavy.
Yeah.
Totally forgot. But then I expanded out, you know, and then I did my healing call and it's like, oh, it's all good, you know, but it's like, you know, it's like, how long are you going to let outside things affect your creations?
And how many times are we aware of everybody else's energies, thoughts, and emotions? Mm-hmm. We buy into it as ours and then buy into it so that we become part of it.
And limit ourselves. I mean, that's...
Absolutely limit. What would happen if you use that energy to just create and generate?
Exactly. To create and generate. Sometimes even I have to think. I have to listen to you like twice. Like, what?
Sorry.
I'm pretty good, but it's like, create and generate. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's it, right? It's like focusing on your life and what you desire, what you want to experience, and what you'd like to create, and choose that.
Yeah.
Forget about, I mean, you know, maybe I'm being selfish, but forget about everything else. Just tune into you, you know, and choose. And especially, you know, talking about the blue moon and full moon and all that, use those energies to create more now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, let's move forward. Let's create this. Let's do that. Let's have fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what else is possible?
And be the invitation to whatever it is you choose and to come into your life.
Mm-hmm. Be the invitation. For whatever to come in.
Yeah.
Enjoy, you know, absolutely. Yeah, be the invitation instead of trying to control.
Yeah, trying to force
and only this can come in and I am only going to do this.
You can take a horse to water. You can't make him drink.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. I see some places where it's like, I'm taking the horse to water and I'm trying to force it to drink.
Yeah. It'll either drown or it'll try and kill you.
and on the horse as well.
So. Yeah.
Oh, cool. So we are going to offer that blue moon, full moon meditation exercise today. So I'll put it on the gifts page as well. For everyone to experience it, because it's not just about the blue moon, but it's about, you know, really bringing those energies in to create the future that you desire.
Yeah. And undoing some of the story.
Stories. Yeah. Absolutely. The wonderful stories we hold on to, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
How much of our world is our life is controlled by the stories that we buy as true and real about what's true and real in the world, and it's not.
Yeah. So what's true for you, right?
Yeah.
Tap into that. Tap into what's true for you, and then choose to create. I'm all about creating, right? Because I think the series is called Create Your Life, right?
Yep.
It's all about creating. What do you want to create for your life? What's fun for you? What lights you up? What brings you joy? Right? Do that and choose that. And then choose it, commit to it, do whatever it takes to have that happen and show up.
Yeah.
But being in the awareness of the choice.
Yeah.
Instead of forcing, right? Being in the awareness of the choice and of always being in the what else is possible, you know?
Yeah. And don't beat yourself up when you forget.
Mm-hmm. Don't beat yourself up when you forget to choose or use tools and so on and so forth. Yeah, just go,
whoops. Oh,
oops, I forgot. And the more that you are aware of whenever you do forget, you tend to forget less, right? So,
so
even just acknowledging, oh, I forgot. Okay, I'm going to use this tool right now. That is going to reinforce you to remember using tools.
Yep.
As long as you don't go into the judgment of you.
Yeah.
Cool. Was there anything else that we wanted to share with everybody, Greg?
Nah.
I'm just saying this weekend I'll be in Salzburg.
I can go home now.
Going to the 3-day class.
Yep.
We can talk about that. Greg will be there. Gabby will be there. Cass will be there. So if anybody is looking for a body class, there's one in Salzburg. So
I'm highly recommend it. If you want to know about bodies and the energies of bodies and learn it in a space of kindness, come and have a listen to Cass.
Yeah. This is going to be my second one with Cass, so I'm looking forward to it. And Salzburg, I've only been there in the summer, so I'm looking forward to seeing what Salzburg is like in the winter. I mean, winter.
it's not really, I don't know. We haven't even got snow here. So,
my husband was just saying that he saw a bush that he goes by regularly, and on it has the pink flowers already starting.
It's like, yep.
The end of January. So,
we've got trees that are budding already. So,
I saw that the other day. I thought it was crazy. It's like, are those green, fresh leaves on the trees?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. So, you know, I love spring. Like, yay.
It's a bit early.
It's a little bit early, 2 weeks early, but it is what it is. So, everyone, if you want to join us in Salzburg, and the hotel is called The Romantic. It's like, that's a nice name. Okay. Looking forward to that. And so definitely check out the gift page. So I'm going to have Greg's gift under the one that we were talking about today, the meditation with the blue moon, super moon, full moon, and bringing in the energies from the universe and consciousness and the planet through us, right, to create.
Yep.
So that will be on there shortly. All right. So, Greg, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lara. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yes, we'll see you on Saturday. Don't forget to bring those books, okay?
He's like, what books?
Remember, I gave you that box of books.
Yeah, Cass's books.
Yes.
I had forgotten. I wouldn't. Cass will remind us, I'm sure. But yes,
please bring
I'll pull them.
Them
out now.
Yes, I've already been told, so please bring them.
Okay, cool. You message me on Friday to remind me, please?
Yes, I will do that.
Danke schön.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. And like always, listen to your body, communicate with your body, talk to your body, ask questions, and choose, right? Choose and go create your life. So until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always.
And choose for your body. Bye.
Oh, yes. Choose for your body. What does your body want? Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
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 So much fun.
Bye.
Bye.